In the realm of common economic sense, even when said realm includes the rhetorical cesspool of Tallahassee government, at some point, the clearest wall writing of the simplest mathematics has to penetrate the arrogance of blissful ignorance. There must be, after all, a point where one and one make two without a governor and legislature stomping their feet and claiming skepticism. That was precisely the intent last week when the White House Council of Economic Advisors released a strongly worded and strongly named report, Missed Opportunities: The Consequences of State Decisions Not to Expand Medicaid. In that report, the White House went after campaigning Governor Rick Scott's PR jugular, Jobs. You see, while Scott has been traveling the state trying to tout his economic successes against the recession-driven fiscal declines of opponent Charlie Crist during his reign as governor, in May, Florida's unemployment hedged up, with 18,000 jobs lost. What's more, the Missed Opportunities report suggests that were Florida to expand its Medicaid program to cover the nearly 1 million suffering in the coverage gap, some 63,800 jobs would come to the state over a three-year period. Most of those jobs would be in the science and medical field that Scott pays lip service to while simultaneously scratching the backs of the state's most egregious service industry underemployers. But even when presented with the basic facts, Scott's face goes blank. The legislature calls foul, and the sick get sicker while the state gets poorer. In Florida, math is really hard.